Hi, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. Now, David, you said, I think, that you weren't going to do another Chick-fil-A article, and here I am.
Here we are.
I pulled you in for this express purpose when I heard you say, this is going to be, I think, my last Chick-fil-A article. Do you remember saying that?
I do remember vividly.
Okay, so this one is Rush on Chick-fil-A. The target is Christianity. And David, that's what caught my attention here, is that Rush Limbaugh. Now, we got a beautiful color picture of him in his $1,000 leather chair and his cherry furniture. I mean, David, this guy is wealthy.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's got his Chick-fil-A, looks like a chicken sandwich, standard chicken sandwich, and probably a Diet Coke and his extra large waffle fries is what I'm going to guess.
Yep.
Yeah, Rush likes to eat. Now, David, we're not here to suggest that we're bringing Rush to their attention because he's a Christian or that he's a Republican. That's meaningless to us.
Right, right. Yeah. No evidence that he's a Christian.
And we really don't care that he's a Republican.
No, not at all.
That's immaterial.
Right.
We're not bringing this to your attention for that. The radio giant Rush Limbaugh says the ongoing national dispute over Chick-fil-A's stance for biblically based marriage is nothing short of an attack on Christianity as a whole. What do you think of that line?
I would think he's dead on, but we would usually expect to hear that from, you know, a out there Christian commentator.
Dr. Al Mohler might say something like that from Southern Seminary, and he blogs on CNN, and John MacArthur says that.
Absolutely.
Billy Graham says that. We'd go, well, of course, you're a Christian. I mean, these three, wait a minute, this is Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
I mean, this guy is not your straight-laced Baptist.
No, not at all. He is, you know, and we mistake ourselves by equating conservative and Republican to Christian, because we know that that's just not the case. And
You mean, David, let's be clear.
Yeah.
There's going to be Republicans in hell?
Absolutely.
Oh. You can be a fiscal conservative and go to hell?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think unfortunately, as a country, we have equated Republican with Christian and
almost like apple pie and the Word of God.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I mean, it's all kind of run together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're looking at this pretty famous radio giant who's recognizing, he's looking out into the future and he's saying, I see where this is going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sees it because it's very evident. You know, Rush is coming at it from a purely freedom-based perspective, a civil liberties-based perspective, and so he's not even going to biblical texts, and yet he is showing exactly what we've all been talking about from a biblical side of things for a while now.
He says now Christianity has to be banned, and that's where this is all headed. Limbaugh said this afternoon on his top-rated program. All this stuff at Chick-fil-A, the target is Christianity, not Chick-fil-A. The target is freedom of religion. With Obama and Obamacare, the target is always freedom. When we're talking about liberals, the target is always freedom. Is he right?
Essentially, yeah. I think he's on the right track. You know, if we're going to go from, and it's, like I said, if he is arguing from not necessarily a biblical perspective here. He's arguing from a secular perspective. So if we want to argue from that perspective, I think freedom is the place to start. And we could cite off plenty of verses about the freedom that we have in Christ and the freedom that he offers. That really was the basis for where this idea of freedom that Rush is coming from.
It sure is.
Yeah.
I mean, Rush is identifying that we're walking down a path in America to where the constitutional rights to have differences of opinion are, I mean, you can believe anything you want
as it's the company line.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's where we're going. Limbaugh came to the defense today saying Dan Cathy, the head honcho of Chick-fil-A, he's not making a political statement when he talks about the values the company believes in. It gets interpreted that way because the left has politicized gay marriage and so forth, and so they recognize it and think it's a threat. Rush says, I cherish freedom. I cherish liberty. It's under assault. Limbaugh continued, explaining that freedom has to give as the government gets bigger. Now really is the essence of the article. Now we're getting to what really captures the idea. David, unpack this idea that the larger the government gets, the less freedom I have.
Well, the more influence, the more responsibility we're going to hand over to the government means that we are forced to play by the government's rules. If we're going to take government money, if we're going to reap the benefits, and that's debatable, of government influence, then we are putting ourselves under the jurisdiction of someone else.
So let's just take an organization like the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, none of us, David, you don't want to swim in lakes that are nasty. I don't want to swim in lakes that are nasty. So we like the idea that there are environmental regulations. I don't think there's any of us that want to see the Sofi textile plant dumping their chemicals into the local lake.
Yeah, of course.
So that's easy to talk about. But I'm not sure our listener understands that if the EPA is twice as large as it is the next year as it was the year before, that's going to equate to more regulations, more enforcement, and thus less freedom. And that's the argument that he's making right here.
Yeah, absolutely. He's taking our issue, this issue of Christianity, and he's inserting it into a government type of perspective, and it's following the exact same glide path. You know, he's talking about Dan Cathy. He says it's not a political statement, and absolutely it wasn't a political statement. Dan Cathy made this statement to a Baptist newspaper, a Baptist magazine, that was asking him about traditional marriage. He said, "Yes, I support traditional marriage. We're all married to our first wives, and we praise God for that." That's the statement he made to a Baptist publication. And what at all is political about that? He's not a president. He's not an elected official. He's not representing anybody who doesn't want to be represented.
He's a private citizen,
absolutely,
David, who has a private restaurant in which no customer is ever forced to go. It's their choice.
Right.
It's absolutely their choice. Nobody is made to go to Chick-fil-A.
Right.
They can decide, I like it or I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as we've said in previous podcasts, we're not aware of a single incident in which Chick-fil-A has ever turned down a customer because of any sexual orientation. And we're not even aware of any situation in which the company has chosen not to employ someone for
absolutely
that. So this is clearly a freedom issue.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on to talk about what reason is there for government to get bigger if it's not to police things, including thought. Now that is a problem right there.
It is. We are, if you think back to high school and college, he's invoking 1984. This is an Orwellian idea that eventually the government gets so big that they even tell you what to think.
And the amazing thing I don't think our listener has comprehended, David, is that because of the social media, Twitter,
mm-hmm,
Facebook, email, text messaging, it will not be hard at all for the government to identify who are the wackos.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just follow your Twitter feed for a few weeks and you'll figure out he's one of those wackos.
Yep.
There'll be no place to hide. There'll be no place to run. And the larger this organization gets called the federal government, the easier it'll be for them to have an organization, an entity within it that regulates what you say, what you do, what you tweet, what you write, what you think, and on and on and on. So while there's a segment of our population out there that doesn't really care whether we have same-sex marriage or not,
mm-hmm,
they're not biblical.
Sure.
They could go either way, so to speak, is
right,
their perspective. What they're not considering is the degree to which what's next.
Yeah, it goes back to the, I forget the attribution here, but the idea of, I disagree with what you say, but I'll fight to the death for your ability to say it.
Yes.
You know, that's what we, and again, this is not necessarily a Christianity issue. This is a, United States of America, everybody who lives in this country kind of issue.
And if the listener is thinking, well, this is just exaggerated and you guys are kind of these wacko conspiracy thought kind of people, think about New York City and what's happening in New York City with Mayor Bloomberg, right?
Right.
And his regulation of everything, David. You know, you can't even go there and get a 44-ounce Big Gulp. You can't go get a 32-ounce. That's too much for you. We know how much Diet Coke you need to drink. We know how much Coke you need to drink. You can't get salt.
Right.
We know that you – well, where does it stop?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think the American citizen recognizes the degree to which this has to have a line in the sand. It has to have an end point.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we continue to vote for politicians who want bigger government, that's less freedom.
Right. And notice that he is stressing the fact that you would talk to somebody on the other side of the issue, and they would never say that they're taking your freedom. They would never acknowledge that freedom is an issue here. And really the freedom that they're pushing is a conditional freedom. You know, like we said earlier, if you can agree with us, you have freedom to say whatever you want. But if you disagree, well, we've got a problem. I mean, look, towards the end of this article, he cites a couple celebrities that have come out against Chick-fil-A. Jane Lynch, Carrie Fisher, Katie Sagal, Ellen Barkin, all these. And we've got words like F Chick-fil-A. We've got Roseanne Barr saying, I hope everybody that goes to Chick-fil-A gets cancer. You know, and we put that up on one side and compare it to Dan Cathy saying, I believe in traditional marriage. We're all married to our first wives. We praise the Lord for that. And yet these people are celebrated for their freedom of outspokenness, and Dan Cathy is condemned as a hate monger. That's the path we're moving on.
Yeah, that's indicative of what the American public is not seeing.
Absolutely.
This is clueless. The American public doesn't understand, David, that if I tax you $100 more a month, then I'm taking away your freedom. Mm. I've now removed $100 that you were free to spend any way you want. I've now decided that $100, I know how to spend that $100 better than you know how to spend that $100.
And I don't need your permission or input on how I'm going to spend it.
That's right. So this year I'm going to take $1,200 from you. Next year I'm going to take $2,400. And you don't even realize it, but you've just had a 100% reduction in freedom.
Right.
You say, how is that? I don't get that. That is $1,200 that you could have went on a vacation with. That is $1,200 that you could have given to a local charity. That is $1,200 that you could have done anything you wanted with it. But this bigger government says we need more money to enforce more rules.
To operate, yeah.
Right. And the bigger this entity gets, the more money it needs. And every time it increases taxes, you're losing freedom.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And this freedom is what we say makes us different from any other country on the planet.
Yeah.
What we don't understand is that this freedom is being lost. Consider this as we wrap it up, David.
Mm-hmm.
How many CEOs agree with Dan Cathy but wonder in the future, what will I say when I'm put to this question?
They've seen the results.
That's right.
Yeah.
They've seen it. And they have to ask themselves, do I want to go through this?
Yeah.
Now, what I find amazing is the way God has used this.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I mean, it's not like their sales have been hurt.
No, only record sales the other day at the Appreciation Day.
I mean, there are people that didn't even know that there was a thing called Chick-fil-A who now know about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, yeah.
There are people I've heard on the radio that didn't even know they sell breakfast items, and now they – I mean, so there's no doubt that this entire thing has backfired.
Yeah, and you know, it's not that we're so anti-government that we would say we don't need to pay taxes or anything like that. Obviously, we're all for that, but in a representative kind of government. But we're seeing that that's not what's happening. If you're a business in the United States and you support traditional marriage, we've got mayors, we've got city aldermen coming out and saying you can't have your business here. if that's not a theft of freedom, I don't know what is.
Well, of course it is, because what they've done is they've robbed the citizens of Chicago or Boston the freedom to enjoy an original Chick-fil-A sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Or to work at Chick-fil-A, or to create money for the community, or, you know,
any number of things.
Right.
The freedom is gone. Or the owner that was going to lease the property to Chick-fil-A, who now doesn't lease it, and it sits empty for another year or another 2 years because of one person's decision. That guy ought to be voted out of office.
Oh, immediately. Well, he was never voted in, but that's a whole separate issue, isn't it?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening. Send us your comments. And, Dave, you just did a podcast earlier. Tell us about it.
There's a Christian school in New Mexico that has just come under fire, similar sort of thing, for refusing admittance to a student who has two homosexual parents. And
so you talk about that in the podcast?
The idea of what Christian education is all about.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for listening. Have a good day.